Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Jeff joins me this afternoon. We talk all things tech. Hello, Jeff. How are you, mate? You good?
I'm very good.
Mate, you've got a story today about people that don't have a case for their phone. There's a recent 16,000-foot drop. It proves why it makes sense. Obviously, this happened overseas because we're talking feet and inches and not metres and centimetres, but tell me more.
Yeah, this is quite remarkable. Air Alaska had a flight incident where the door of the aeroplane actually came off mid-flight, and two iPhones went flying out the door with it. No passengers, fortunately, which was good, but one of the iPhones, which fell out of the plane at 16,000 feet, was recovered and found without a single crack in the screen. Now, this might be the perfect ad campaign for the company that made the phone case, but to me, it's just a reminder to anyone listening, if you don't have a case on your phone, this is obviously one very unusual reason, but it's one of those reasons why you really should, because it does protect your phone. It really does a good job.
Do you know the company that the case was from, the name of the company?
Yeah, it's a company called Spigen, S-P-I-G-E-N. Now, their phone case is around $60 to $70 when you buy them, and the phone itself, when you look at these pictures online, there's not a single mark on the screen. It's absolutely remarkable.
You couldn't pay for that sort of advertising, could you?
I mean, it's the Stanley Cup all over again, isn't it?
It is. Using the hotel television is about to get a whole lot easier with Apple announcing an update providing easy access to your own streaming service and more. I take it this means you can, if you pay to Apple TV, you'll be able to watch it in your hotel room. Is that right?
Almost. This is actually for your device itself. So if you've got an iPhone or an iPad, you'll now be able to AirPlay directly to TVs in hotels.
Ah.
So there's a new feature called AirPlay for hotels. And what they do is they display a QR code on the hotel room TV. Your iPhone will simply scan that. And suddenly, if you've got Stan, you've got Netflix, anything like that on your phone or iPad, you'll be able to cast that straight to the television. So, you know, anyone who's stayed in a hotel recently would know they've all got their own entertainment systems. And honestly, they're confusing. And if you want to use your own Netflix account to watch your series and things like that, it's near impossible. Or you risk even leaving your account behind as well. So this AirPlay option will be a huge advantage for people.
This sounds like a terrific idea, doesn't it?
It's a really good idea. I mean, Airbnbs will be another one to take advantage of this as well, I'm sure.
The cassette player. My goodness, it's making a comeback with a new portable player unveiled. Why is that so?
I have no idea. I mean, first it was vinyl that made a resurgence, but now it looks like the old Walkman that Sony used to produce. I used to have one. That's how I listened to music. But there's another one coming from a company called Fio. It looks exactly the same in that it's got play, stop, rewind. It takes your normal cassettes that you may still have stashed at home, but you don't need to bring your own batteries. You can actually recharge this through a newer model, but honestly, I just don't know who's doing it. When you have the convenience of streaming or radio stations such as this one, why on earth do you have a cassette?
Well, I suppose everything old is new again. I mean, there are people that just like nostalgia. I'm not going to suggest the quality of a cassette. If you're listening to music, the quality of a cassette is better than what you would get if you were streaming to a modern-day device.
Exactly. It's not. And I just remember, for me, always those cassettes would get tangled, that ribbon comes out.
Oh, yeah. Or the machine chews up the tape. Samsung took the wraps off their latest flagship device. It's now powered by artificial intelligence.
Yeah, look, and we were almost a bit sceptical about what the AI part will actually be as it relates to, you know, Samsung's new phones. But they've added a couple of features that are really interesting. In, say, for example, you need to call somebody who doesn't speak English or doesn't speak English well, you can actually tell your phone that you're calling somebody who speaks, say, Japanese, and then when you speak through the phone, or even if you text them, they will hear a Japanese language of what you're saying, and when they talk back, you'll hear the English version of what they're saying in their local language as well. So, for me, calling the local Chinese restaurant has never been better. I can imagine how much better my orders will be. But if you've got friends or relatives that do live in other countries and don't speak English, I can see that making sense. But the other feature that I do like is anytime you're on your new Samsung phone, whether you're Instagram, Facebook, something else, you could draw a circle just around whatever you're looking at, a pair of shoes, a handbag, and even if it's not an ad, your phone will be able to tell you what it is, where to buy it from, and allow you to place that order. So my wife's online shopping experience is about to get a little out of hand.
My goodness, that could be dangerous.
Yes, it will be.
Hide the credit card. Samsung's also teased a potential upcoming smart ring, which could track your health and well-being. There are a couple of other smart rings already available.
Yeah, look, there are. And Samsung really teased this at their event where they announced that new Samsung phone, but they didn't say much else about it. They say it's going to become complementary to all of their other devices, as you'd imagine, but if it is like any of the others, it will track your sleep, it will track your heart rate, blood oxygen levels, probably your steps, but beyond that, it could just be that interesting Fitbit-type device that you wear on your fingers instead of around your wrist.
I've got a device that is tracking my sleep. It's a sleep mat, and it's put out by Withings, yes. And I use that. And I don't know, look, some days it's good, some days it's bad. I don't know how accurate these things are. Of course, on the Withings site, they'll tell you it's so accurate. But some nights you think, God, I had an awful night's sleep. And you'll go to the Withings app and it'll tell you, you know, your score out of 100 for your night's sleep's 98.
There is nothing worse than the sleep score. And the main reason for me hating it so much is my wife uses a similar wearable. We wake up in the morning, she said, I got a sleep score of 60. And I said, I had a terrible sleep. Surely mine is lower. And for some reason, it thinks I had a better sleep. And then suddenly, for the rest of the day, I'm the one who's meant to be functional. I don't like it.
Oh, dear. Goodness me, all the first world problems we have. Good to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks, mate.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to you next week. That's Jeff Cotramani. He's our tech guy. Remember, if you've got any techie questions that you would like me to put to Jeff, you can do so. Just send them to me via email and I will pass them on to Jeff and he'll get an answer for you and help you out.